just tell us what the series is all about?
The series is about the Vietnam War, but it's told through personal experiences of it. So we only feature people who have firsthand experience of having lived through the war. And we do that, you know, people on all sides and all different sort of lines of work or all different roles in the war. And the idea is that you're sort of learning about this point in history through those human experiences. And it's what we call an archive-led film. So we did a sort of deep dive into the archive footage from the time, and where possible, looked for people who are in that archival footage, found them, and then interviewed them 50 years on. So this is for the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. It's to mark the sort of end of the Vietnam War.
How did you go about finding these people? Because when I watched the series, there was a lady in it, and she did mention, she was like, they found me from a photo that was taken so many years ago. How did you do this?
Oh, it was an amazing process. So this was a war that was covered internationally, and it was covered in a way that no other war before or since has been filmed. So news crews, documentary crews, you know, journalists were given just unparalleled access to kind of go anywhere. And since then, it's been a much more sort of controlled access to troops and to fighters. And before that, it was, you know, it was limited because of the technology, but also before that, it was also sort of packaged slightly differently, right? So this is the first time it's kind of beamed into, people have televisions, it's beamed back home. But essentially there was this unbelievable wealth of material. So we started off with National Archives, you know, in the United States, and then, you know, across the world. And what we do is we look for footage that usually was sort of part, it would have been part of news packages, but then we ask for the original sort of rushes, right? So you're getting the kind of footage where you feel like you're sort of on the camera person's shoulder and you're walking through. So you're sort of, you know, you're in a plane with someone, or you're walking behind them through a rice paddy, because you have that, the sort of full range of the rushes that were shot at the time. And it was also the kind of war where you had, you know, people fighting during the Tet Offensive, right? So there was a lot of fighting in Hue that went on for a long time. And you have these amazing scenes of, you know, these young guys, they're in the middle of a battle, and suddenly, you know, a microphone is being put in their face and sort of, how do you feel? You know, and so you have this extraordinary footage. And then occasionally when they're asking, how do you feel? They're also saying their name and, you know, what state they're from. Or so they're giving you clues. And we sort of use those to find the people, find people in the footage. Sometimes it was like at the fall of Saigon, there's a military policeman who, or sorry, there was a Marine, a US Marine, and there actually weren't that many left in the country at that time. So we went through a process of just finding out who those a few remaining Marines were, and then we would speak to them all. And so sometimes we'd speak to them and then find them in the footage. And what was really exciting was being able to show people footage that they didn't even know existed of them sometimes. So I think, you know, when you're watching the series, we're interviewing them now, and we'd always ask, you know, because this, it can be difficult to watch, but people sort of, I think on the whole, were they wanted to see it, right? And they're sort of, you know, amazed. They're like, oh God, there I am. And so that was surprising for us as well. But that's how we went about doing it. And then once we speak to people, we'd sort of say, who were you close with out there? You know, who do you credit with saving your life, or who, you know, tell us about your experiences. And then they'd put us in touch with those people. And they were often people that they hadn't seen in, you know, almost half a century, right? So that's when the reunions came about.
Because, you know, you mentioned there the reunions. Was there a story that you were particularly moved by?
Yeah. Oh God, so many. I mean, it was such a privilege to make this, right? And people are telling us these stories that, you know, that have marked them for life, right? And I think you get that sense in the film that they're out there often for a year, right? It's a year's tour of duty. And there is this, they give this, these descriptions of the sort of, you know, camaraderie that develops when you're out in battle, right? And it's sort of, It's like a next level friendship, right? Because it's the kind of thing where you actually get to test whether or not the person next to you is willing to die for you, right? And so it's this bonding experience, and it's the kind of thing, you know, in episode 5 we feature two men who were that close out in Vietnam, and they come back and politically they just, you know, diverge, right? They're at sort of, you know, they disagree. But then when they meet, it's so moving because fundamentally they know that this person was willing to give their life for them. And so it tests friendships in a way that, you know, my friendship will never hopefully be tested like that. But so they have this like next level appreciation of each other that transcends you know, your politics diverging or distance or time. And so seeing that was, I mean, an incredible privilege, something privilege, I think, something I think I will never forget in my life, being there in those moments when they're reunited.
There were two soldiers that feature in the series who were the tunnel rats. And, you know, just listening to each of them talk separately, but hearing how devastating it was for one of them to not lose, he didn't pass away in the war, but he got sent home because he got injured. And the trauma that he then faced of being alone, and as you say, having that person to rely on so heavily is now not there.
That was such an amazing story, right? Because yeah, these life-changing injuries, and they go out there, they're young. I mean, some of them are like barely out of their teens kind of thing. Some of them are teenagers, right? Like, I mean, some of them were saying like, I wasn't allowed to buy a drink back home, right? And they come home with these completely, you know, you can see Gary, he's in a wheelchair when he comes back. And the bond that they forged was so lovely because also initially, right, you have, he's talking about C.W. Bowman, who's sort of streetwise and teaches them how to drink and gamble and smoke and stuff. And then, and he feels really naive and he wants to be sort of in his orbit and protected by him, right? And C.W. Bowman really rises to the occasion and he protects him. And then they do this, you know, this wild thing going down in these tunnels. And I think one of our sort of what we aim for in this series that I think, I hope, sort of sets it apart from other the plenty of other documentaries out there about Vietnam is that we put people there. So instead of a sort of more traditional thing where you'd have somebody explain to you, you know, the tunnels were, you know, started by the Vietnamese under the French and then expanded when the Americans came. Instead, you get somebody who tells you about coming across one for the first time, right? So Bowman's a bit like, and then we went down and it was like, holy, you know, and so you sort of feel what it would have been like to go down into that tunnel and how terrifying it was and what the mindset of the people who were down there was and of them when they decided to go, right? They liked the sort of idea of being the tough ones that had no fear in their, you know, in their unit. And that cemented that bond, but also led to these life-changing injuries, as you say.
I love that, you know, at the end of that particular episode, you see them both sat there, still friends, fishing, enjoying life together, and having that camaraderie. It's an incredible series just to see the war from a different point of view. As you say, you know, you've got all this archive footage. What are you hoping audiences are going to take away from it?
Yeah, I keep getting asked this, and it's funny. I should know what to say. I suppose. I think have interviewing people from all sides who, at this point, right, 50 years on, are older, is almost all of them were just looking back and saying how they just sort of value life, value human life now much more. That, well, you know, that as they're older, that, you know, the stuff that happened in that war really, really marked them in a profound way. And I think that should be, you know, a big takeaway for all of us, you know, that we appreciate people who fought, but also, you know, these aren't decisions to be taken lightly.
Thank you so much for joining us, Caroline, and talking all
Thank
about this
you.
series. It's amazing and can't wait to share the word about it. BFBS, the Forces Station.